Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
An accident and would like a free case review? Make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the...
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We haven't really talked about this. Mel Kiper, we touched on it a little bit, but we didn't really get into the details of what Mel Kiper had said. Mel Kiper thinks that the Texans are going to move up from number 2 to number 1. He cited the Bears move.
Sad that he has to copy me. I'm going to be honest with you.
He's the first one that said it, actually. No one is talking about.
I said it in January.
No one is talking about the Bears trading out. It's like the biggest secret in all of sports right
now. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
nobody said. So Mel put this out there. He thinks that the Texans are going to move up to number one. He says Chicago gave up picks number 3 to Chicago went from 3 to 2 to get Mitch Trubisky, which couldn't have worked out better. He went from 3 to 2. They gave up pick number 67, which is a third rounder. 111 falls what into fifth round, and a 2018 third rounder. So 2/3, a fifth, and their number 3 pick, but they got to number 2. He says I don't think they'd have to give up their number 12 pick. But they will, and they have an extra third rounder in this draft that could be appealing. The Texans do. An extra third rounder, a third rounder next year, and maybe a fifth rounder. Lance, would you do it?
So you got to get past the fact that they beat the Colts. You have to. Yeah, they beat the Colts. Everyone starts with, if you had just lost the game, you didn't lose the game. So... you are in the spot.
The ball went through the safety's hands for you to win the game.
I can't help you.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
It's over.
So that's over. So now the reality is, do you want to have total control over who the first quarterback is? Of course you do not do it if you believe that Bryce Young is not the top quarterback. Here's the problem. Let's say you love Will Levis or C.J. Stroud. And those names get hot over the combine weekend, which is absolutely a possibility because Bryce Young's not going to throw. So it's a possibility that their names could get hot. If you think Bryce Young is a huge difference maker, you do it. If you think Bryce Young is a good, not great quarterback, you don't do it. You take your chances that someone else will maybe draft Levis or that the Bears will not get an offer that they're happy with. Because remember now, most number ones don't trade out. It doesn't happen all that often. It's only happened, I think, 3 times in the last 20-some-odd years. It's not very normal. So, although I think, the Colts 4-1 does make a lot of sense. But there's no guarantee that they would take Bryce Young over maybe a Will Levis type. Because remember, Shane Steichen is an offensive guy. Offensive guys see talent and they say, oh, I can mold this. I can coach. Oh, I can work with this. I can work with accuracy.
Yeah.
I can work with this.
Well, here's the other thing is if the Colts go from 4-1 and give up a first rounder next year, you're out. You're done. Because that's what the Bears will take.
They will.
But to the Colts, if they love Will Levis or C.J. Stroud, they don't have to move up.
You take your chance. See, and that's what I'm wondering if the Bears, this idea that the Bears can just get out of there, they're not going to take a slappy deal. Because that reflects poorly on the general manager. And there have been precedents set for what number one deals, more importantly, number two deals. And number two deals have come with big price tags, huge price tags. And so if Ryan Poles does
it. But this is only moving one spot, though. So it's not a huge price tag.
Well, that's if you move one spot. Right. Yeah, that's if you want to move one spot. And then you just look at the San Francisco and you look at the Niners and the Bears.
Yeah, but that was a big move.
No. 3-2 I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not the one from last year. Not the Niners.
I mean, they gave up 2 third-rounders and a fifth. I mean, so that's
that's the precedent. Yeah. More than likely, that's what the Texans are going to have to work off that precedent. But so are the Bears going to? I think a lot of the teams that want quarterback are going to say we're good. Now the teams you have to watch for are the Panthers and Raiders. But then you say, I mean, do you believe that the Bears want to fall all the way to 7 or 9? Because if you do, they're out of the top defensive linemen in the game business. Yep. They are. They're
they might
done.
Be out
they're
of cooked. The top defensive ends, too.
Yeah, they're cooked. So now, you know, you just have to play a little bit of chicken. And I'm not sure that the Colts are in love with the idea of trading all their draft picks. But, you know, we'll see. I'm not sure that the Texans are in love with that. But if you believe that Bryce, you might be willing to play a little chicken with the draft pick thing and say Bryce Young, because to me, Bryce Young is a face of the franchise. He's got great personality. He's got a winning background. He's been productive every year he's been in college. There's not flaws with him like with the other guys. All three of those other guys have big concerns that you have to work around. He's got mobility. He's got playmaking. He's got poise late in games. You know, there's a lot that you would like, but I think most importantly, you got face of the franchise coach and face of the franchise quarterback. So from an optic standpoint, it's a win to get Bryce Young. It's a huge win to get Bryce Young. Now you just got to hope he can play. But he's not going to fail because he's got a bat, because he doesn't work. He's not going to fail because he's low character. And that's the number one thing is you don't want to miss on those two things. And Bryce Young checks both those boxes. And on top of it, did you pay attention to his – I don't mean to be using this as an indication of his character or anything. Did you see his personality on the Dr. Pepper commercials where Bryce is seen it, where the kid goes in his room and Bryce is drinking the Dr. Peppers, or the family wants Bryce, like Bryce Young is basically the new son in the family. He's got a great sense of humor, and you can just sense the character. I mean, not the character, but the charisma he has. And there's just something about that charisma. You know, Deshaun had the charisma. We can act like we can be mad at Deshaun for whatever, but there was a certain charisma to Deshaun Watson, and there was a certain feel that the best guy on the field was on your team in many, many instances.
Here's Albert Breer on Bryce Young.
Here's what I'm hearing, that if Bryce Young were 6'3" and 220 pounds, we'd be talking about him like he was Joe Burrow or Andrew Luck. And that's, I think, That's the issue here for the teams that are drafting towards the top, teams that might look to trade up like Carolina and Indianapolis, is you're looking at a prospect who's got very advanced football knowledge, who's got great feel and instinct in the pocket, who's a competitor, who's produced at a high level in one of the best programs, and probably the best program in college football. And so he checks every single box, intangibles, tangibles, all of it. And the size isn't there. And so that makes this very, very difficult. I think the best comp I've heard out there, and one that I've heard from teams over and over again, is Drew Brees.
Yeah,
there are very few quarterbacks who are under 6'1", that don't run 4'4", 4'5", that make it. And so that naturally leads you to Brees being the one that would actually match who Bryce Young is. You're obviously going down a very narrow path if you're trying to make a comp to Drew Brees. So it'll be interesting to see what Bryce Young becomes at the next level. And I think, you know, the big question here is going to be how he holds up, because it's not just his height, it's also his frame. And
that's obvious. Did you see Bryce Young, pocket passer, any kind of comp to Drew Brees?
I could get there. You have to start with stature and
I'm talking about
their deliveries are a little bit different. Yeah. But yeah, I could get there. I mean, he can get rid of it. I think he hangs on to it. Guys who are, one thing I've noticed is if you're mobile, there's just a tendency from college quarterbacks who are mobile from Johnny Manziel all the way up to they just have a tendency to hang on to it longer because they know in the back of their mind they can make things happen with their feet if they need to. So Drew was never a play extender at Purdue, and he was not a play extender with the Saints. And so there's the one difference is you got a lot of play extension, and so it's hard to get to Drew Brees because you always think about the plays that he can make. But you just ask an important question from the pocket as a pocket passer. Yeah, I could see some Drew Brees stuff. Drew didn't have a big arm, but he had an average arm. That's Bryce Young has an average arm, but he can make the throws. Drew was more accurate than Bryce Young, but I wouldn't hate that because there's so few quarterbacks you can compare him to size wise. They just don't. He's not Doug Flutie. I've seen Doug Flutie comparisons, and number one, I do see the ability to get around and move around and stuff like that. So maybe there's some of that, but I'd like a quarterback who was a more established quarterback and a guy that would win with his mind sometime, because I think that's what he does a pretty good job of, is he plays pretty good mental football, same way Drew Brees did. So I'm okay with Drew Brees. I might actually use that comp. How many can I? I'm not going to say I don't think he's Russell Wilson. Although, to be honest, it's not a bad comp. Russell Wilson is okay. It's okay. Russell Wilson we've gotten to the point where we're, you know, corny Russell Wilson and
Mr. Unlimited.
Limited. Yeah, Mr. Yeah. Unlimited.
Yeah.
And his magical Subway sandwiches or whatever.
Yeah, no. But, hopefully Bryce is – no. We already know Bryce isn't as corny. We've seen him on commercials, Dr. Pepper commercials. He's not as corny.
He didn't do anything corny on that commercial.
No.
Mr. Unlimited.
Let's take over here, talk a little insurance. When we come back, we got some Astros news. And I didn't even know that this was news. We've got Astros news that I didn't know was news. Next. Right here on ESPN 975 and 92.
I've got news for you. The TGS Insurance is a text message away. You're on your phone anyway. Why don't you just do this? Go to your text feature, your text app, and then type in the number 232323, and then type in the word money and hit send. You're going to find in just literally 1 second, it's going to come back asking for your address. You're going to put your address in. And then within 15 seconds, you're going to have a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. And they've got a system with a bunch of A-rated insurance companies. You don't want to not get A-rated insurance. You want A-rated insurance. But the thing is, you can get competitive pricing with TGS Insurance. They will get competitive pricing on your A-rated insurance, and this gives you the ability to save money and not give up your coverage standards. Get your coverage, the coverage you want, but get it at an affordable and competitive rate through TGS Insurance. They will find that rate for you, and you will start to save. The average savings for people who make the switch over right at about $900. So that's good money that we're talking about there that you could put into your pocket or put it wherever it needs to go for you. TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money right now to 232323. That's TGS Insurance.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance, I'm looking at a headline here. It says, Astros' Yordan Alvarez expected to be ready for opening day.
Nice.
When was that ever not a thing?
I don't know. I saw the same thing.
You know what I don't need in my... I know about Lance McCullers. I know about Michael Brantley. You know what I don't need in my life? Any talk about Yordan Alvarez missing time. I don't... That's not something that I'm here for. What is this crap? I have to have a headline that says Astros' Yordan Alvarez expected to be ready for opening day. That's a load of crap.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that. Now, if I were a Rays fan, I'd be very, very concerned. How about Tyler Glasnow? I feel bad for this kid.
Yeah.
Tommy John surgery in 2021, pitched just 6 2/3 innings last year, and now he's out 6 to 8 weeks with an oblique strain. Now, an oblique strain is not going to be something that, you know, should bother your pitching. That's not – it'll bother your pitching, but, I mean, it's not something where your arm is, you know, it shouldn't concern you from an arm standpoint. But, man, what bad luck for that guy. And he's talented.
Did you see who led off yesterday for our team?
KT,
Kyle Tucker.
We were watching some of it. I was at the airport watching it and then on the plane. Who was that catcher who threw people out and mashed? Do we have the deepest group of catchers in the history of baseball? We had a guy throwing two people out and mashing a home run.
Nothing says superiority and excellence like Astros historically at the catcher position.
Yeah, but, man, you better pay attention to us in spring. We got guys hitting right now who I've never even heard of.
Well, yeah.
I didn't realize our – so the Astros, basically what I'm trying to say is number one farm system.
No, without a doubt, the greatest farm system.
Number one farm system.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. No, there's no question. Greatest farm system ever, ever. You see, we got 12 guys that are going to be in the World Baseball Classic.
Mm-hmm. It's always a good sign when you got a bunch of guys in the WBC.
And other guys that should have been in Alvarez.
Who are the American players?
The American players we have are Kyle Tucker and Ryan Pressly.
Okay, so they're both going to play.
Yeah, okay. Both good players, yeah. Jose Urquidy, Mexico. Yep. Hector Neris. I didn't even know he was still on the team. Hector Neris and Brian Abreu, Dominican Republic.
Wait, Hector Neris is on the team?
Yeah, he's still on. Yeah, we still have him. Along with Ronel. By the way, Ronel Blanco, watch out. He might be a guy that you're going to be seeing more of coming here soon. Christian Javier. We got some Dominicans now. We got Ronel Blanco, Christian Javier, Rafael Montero, and Jeremy Pena. Jeremy Pena is kind of okay, Jeremy. And you grew up in Connecticut. Slow down, okay? That's a long way from the Dominican. We got Martin Maldonado representing Puerto Rico. We have Jose Altuve and Luis Garcia representing Venezuela. And we also got some. We got some coaches, but we have Colton Gordon representing Israel. Doesn't really sound Israeli to me, but okay. And Derek West representing the Netherlands. Not really. Doesn't really sound Netherlandish to me. Okay.
Who knew that? Why is World Baseball Classic not just Latin American?
I don't know. Netherlands has doing? A team. Why long is this thing gonna last? 2 years?
Why is Israel playing?
Israel?
You can't. Israel is going to get demolished by Cuba.
Yeah. You just think the World Baseball Classic should be South America.
Yeah, it shouldn't be world.
Well, it's the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about it truly is like a World Series now with all the international players? But, come on. Why are the Netherlands playing?
Right. Trinidad and Tobago.
Does Denmark have a team? Is
Norway?
Spain? How's Spain's team looking?
Yeah, Spain. How's Norway? How are they going to?
First of all, if you have a really good soccer team, you probably should not be involved with baseball conversation.
No, Netherlands beat it.
Yeah, you're if you're a good soccer team, you're not good baseball. That's usually how it works. And if you're good baseball, you're not usually good. How's that Puerto Rican soccer team doing? How'd they do in the World Cup? Can you tell me? What about the Dominicans? Man, the way that they put put shots on the goalie. Whoo! Boy, just a flurry of action. Cuba. No one can stop Cuba's attacking
honestly,
midfield.
I got to look this thing up because, like, we have a young lady that works down the hall on the Hispanic station.
She's Colombiana.
She's Colombiana. Colombia? Baseball? Really? I mean, how long is this thing going to last? Is this like a year-long thing that they're going to is this like Champions League where we're going to play, in between games? Israel has a team?
Seriously, name the best combination baseball soccer. I'll give you the answer. USA. USA, USA. Name the best. You think who are the Colombian baseball players? That's one of the only.
How's the Dominican soccer team? Because their baseball team's pretty good.
There's no Dominican soccer.
How about Japan?
Yeah, Japan would be the best. Yeah, yeah. Japan would be good. Yeah, Japan would be a tough one for us.
Yeah.
So it's like us and Japan. That's it. Maybe Canada tries to get a little sniff, but
they must be.
It's hard to find. Soccer and in other countries, you're either a soccer country or you're a baseball country.
Right. They're all events. I got to see this. They must be playing 40 games a day to get all these teams in. That's unbelievable. It's only 2 weeks long.
How long is this? How long is this going to last?
March 7th to March 21st. That's it. They're going to play 50 games a day.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying. If you're going to get the whole world in here, then you're going to
have to. By the way, the concern is always like we always are. One thing, our society's become worst case scenario, catastrophizing everything. So that's why everyone, they could get hurt. That's why you can't do anything. No one can play. No one should ever play. No one should do anything because someone could get hurt. You can't play outside. You can't go outside as a kid. Everything is about something bad could happen. So you can't possibly live your life. And if let one person, I'm seeing this with the combine now. It's ridiculous. But now let one person get hurt in World Baseball Classic. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what's going to happen if somebody's arm starts to feel strained?
South Korea. Is South Korea the best team? I don't know. Japan was pretty good in soccer now.
Yeah, Japan's
pretty good in soccer.
USA isn't going to be number one, and then Japan probably is going to be number two, I would imagine. There's plenty of Japanese baseball players.
Dell says South Korea is the best.
Dell doesn't know. He doesn't watch soccer or baseball.
Baseball. Name all those great South Korean baseball players. Ready, go, stop.
Now, who's the best golfing and soccer nation?
The best golfing and soccer nation? USA, USA.
Better than South Korea?
Yeah. Well, is it women's
golf?
Who's women's golf?
If it's women's golf,
then it's South Korea.
Yeah, but what about our? But we've got them. But our soccer team's the best, ish. Actually, not the best.
No.
We're up there. We're way up there.
Yeah. Golf, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
We've got Natalie Golbus and Paige Spiraniak.
Paige Spiraniak. Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's really good. She's won a lot of tournaments, I think.
So, what is a lot of tournaments?
Do the super hot golfers win a lot of who take pictures in bikinis? Do they win a lot of tournaments usually?
We have some breaking news, Lance. RJ, give it to us.
So apparently on Twitter, there is now an arrest warrant out for Georgia defensive lineman and projected top five pick Jalen Carter for reckless driving and racing.
Wait a minute. It's not okay. So this is a report on Twitter. Is it a verified report or is this
This has been out there that he was involved in some way, that was coming out there from. Remember all that stuff that
supposedly no one could have possibly
been right about any kind of character stuff or whatever?
No, is this involved with the death that the right
yes,
after the.
Yes, oh. This is it.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I had heard.
Ouch. Ooh, that really. Ouch.
Mm hmm.
Well, that's interesting. We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, I'm talking about make the call, Morley Law. I don't know what your issue is. Okay, if you have a reckless driving and racing charge against you, make the call, Morley Law. I don't know who his law firm is going to be. I would suggest the Morley Law Firm. If it was here in Houston, I'd suggest the Morley Law Firm. Well, it doesn't matter what it is that you have an issue with, the Morley Law Firm probably has experience in it. When you go to their website, I'm at their website right now, and it's unbelievable all of the different things that they represent. I mean, and experience. And this is what you want. You want somebody that has experience. They've seen it. They've done it. They've been there. They've seen whatever it is, issue that you have. They've learned from whatever experience that they have. You're going with a law firm on, let's say, an immigration problem. You're going with a law firm. Well, I know this lawyer. Well, this lawyer's never dealt with immigration before. So what is this lawyer going to do? Who's he going to talk to? How is he going to get you out of that? The Morley Law Firm is doing this every single day. So they have experience in it. They know who to talk to. They know how to get things done. And that's the case with all of these different, it doesn't matter what it is, it seems like the Morley Law Firm, I'm looking at a list of everything that they represent, and it's unbelievable how long it is and the experience that they have. So if you have an issue, no matter what your issue is, the Morley Law Firm has probably seen it. So if you do have an issue, criminally or civilly, make the call on Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or MorleyLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. 97.5.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's that time again, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5's fifth annual Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, supported by Rudy's Barbecue. We'll be giving away tons of prizes worth over $50 each. Did we mention this is all free? Absolutely free to join. Prizes include gift cards to Frankie's Italian Kitchen, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Chewy's, The Burger Joint, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now. It's Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light lager. All right, so you'll remember the day after the national championship game, Devin Willick and Chandler LaCroix died. Devin Willick was a football player, Chandler LaCroix, at the University of Georgia. And Chandler LaCroix was a recruiting analyst, young lady who was in the car as they crashed. They were on a 40-mile-an-hour speed limit road. They were driving excessively fast. There was rumors out there, Lance, right, that Jalen Carter might have been involved. And now, yeah, according to reports, there's a warrant out for his arrest.
So right now they're said to be both charges against Jalen Carter right now are misdemeanors. We'll see how this progresses. But, yes, I had heard the rumor was from someone in that state, that somebody I trust a lot, who said that he was, you know, that this was a street racing thing and Jalen Carter was involved. And so I don't know if that's what Todd – see, I don't think that's what Todd – McShay was referring to, if you want to be honest. I don't think Todd McShay had that. I had that, but there's no way I'm doing anything with that. But Todd McShay was talking about the other stuff, I think, where
he's talking about the Kirby.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. I don't know that this is what Todd McShay was, but the way that people went after
Todd McShay yesterday, Todd McShay had said that there were character concerns.
Yeah, concerns on Jalen Carter. He came out early January and said it. And has taken unbelievable heat. People call him dog bleep journalism. You retract your comments because there's a story from the agent that came out that he's been paying for. And he knew what was coming with Jalen. So there's a story that Jalen's been paying for one of the walk-ons meals or something like that, which is admirable. But I think that was a plant story also to make sure that that got out there before this information got out there, is my guess. So both things can be true. You can be involved in a street racing incident that, you know, where somebody loses their life, and you can be helping out, a teammate by paying for their meals, and you can have issues with your coaching staff not being happy you're not showing up to place on time. All those things can be true. Todd McShay said something that was accurate. I said it at the time. I tried to defend him at the time because I'd heard the same thing from a couple sources. And I just wasn't going to say it out in a national – it doesn't do you any good. You're only going to get barbecued. But what Todd had was accurate. And the way people get treated because they say something that's unpopular is unbelievable. Like, it's unbelievable that we live in a time where if you say something that's unpopular, you or your personal character is going to get slandered. But what he said was accurate. And accuracy used to matter. And finding out what was accurate. Now it's not about accuracy. It's what makes you feel good. Like, it doesn't make you feel good to hear that about Jalen Carter, and you've got to protect that young man like he's a small infant. Then you know, you have to go and you have to attack, and you're not friends with them. You don't know Jalen Carter. You're not even a Georgia Bulldog fan. And so you decide to go after Todd McShay. Todd McShay had information that was accurate. So I hope a lot of people will apologize. I hope a lot of news outlets and the people, the smarmy, smarter than you check marks on Twitter who made negative comments about Todd McShay without doing any of their own research or even asking, you know, without even checking into it, they should know that he's got contacts. That's not something you're going to throw out there willy-nilly. You're going to get barbecued on Twitter for throwing that out there. So for this to come out, it's kind of a vindication, I guess, for Todd McShay in that sense. But the bigger picture is, what does this mean, you know, for Jalen Carter? And I think that I don't know. That question is yet to be answered. I don't know what this is going to mean. I think that he may have been involved in a – you know, a street racing and a very unfortunate event. Cars can track your speeds, and there's all kinds of ways now that things are stamped, you know, when you get injury stuff. And if this is already out there for teams, if they already had that, my guess is they did. If I heard about it from somebody who's, you know, works in the SEC, then my guess is a lot of the teams already knew about it too. And that's why I've been saying to you, John, it's not a lock. It's not a mortal lock that Jalen Carter goes inside the top four. It's just not a mortal lock. Even with all of his talent, there's stuff that can cause you to fall out. So we'll see what this ends up doing. We'll see how this impacts him at the combine. Will he still work out? I'd still work out. And he's probably already answering these questions at the combine because a lot of teams probably already know about it. But this is unfortunate. It's unfortunate for him, but it was obviously very unfortunate about the passing of the player and the recruiting
analyst.
The girl who was – yeah. It was that's tough. But, I mean, on a separate note, you know, sometimes we probably shouldn't skewer the messenger because no. Just assume they're always lying or they're racist or they've got an agenda or they're being paid off by somebody to drop his stock or a team is making this up. A smoke so Jalen will fall. No, he just had the right information, and you just didn't like hearing it.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see now if you love you some Jalen Carter, if you're going to fade that heat, that press conference, that initial press conference, and whatever other heat comes from drafting Jalen Carter early. Listen, if you like Tyree, you really like him or you really like Will Anderson, you might go, I just don't need it. I just don't need it in my life. And they're going to be really good football players too. So, I mean, the Titans were able to fade Jeffrey Simmons and his issues. Laremy Tunsil right before the draft, you know, the Dolphins said, you know what? We like that football player. We'll handle it. Someone will handle the Jalen Carter situation. They absolutely will.
As long as it's a misdemeanor.
Right.
I mean, but there's still a long way to go in discovery on this thing, and we'll see what eventually comes from this. But yeah, if he wasn't directly involved, if he was street racing and he wasn't involved with the actual wreck, you know, causing the wreck or whatever.
Is street racing if you're racing someone else? Are you?
I think it's a misdemeanor.
It's obviously a misdemeanor.
So yeah. I think he's going to be charged with street racing, and unfortunately, during a street race, this accident happened. I don't think he's going to be charged. We'll see if he's charged with anything that becomes a felony, but it doesn't look like it based on these initial reports.
Yep. Quickly, let's get Michael in here. He wants to talk about this Jalen Carter situation before we hit the news of the weird. What do you say, Michael?
Hey, well, we know who's not going to be a Texan.
Yeah, no.
Definitely not Jalen Carter. So what do the Bears do? I mean, like, because, like, obviously he's not going to be the top. You know, he's probably the top defensive guy, and Will Anderson's too. So if they trade out of one, are they now they're afraid their best player on the board is not going to be there. So, and you brought up Laremy Tunsil, and I was like, he just smoked weed. Like, there was a picture of him smoking weed, and he dropped.
A bong, yeah.
Wasn't he, like, going to be, like, a top five pick, and he dropped down to, like, almost the 20s? Is that right?
16 or whatever. Yeah, the timing of the video where the team – so what happened was the teams didn't have a chance to really do – like, it came from his account. So – and it happened right before the draft, so there was no chance for teams to do their background research and talk to him and his – you know, there was no chance for them to get context on anything. That's what was a tough thing for him. But you saw a video of him doing it. It was released from his own Twitter account. That's what was crazy is the teams, there was no chance. It was right before the draft, so they didn't have time to really get it figured out and fully explore exactly what was going on. And you're right, he dropped like a rock. He was a top five player.
Appreciate it, Michael. Taking a break. We got news of the weird coming your way on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I want to talk right now. My buddy is in town. He dips. He was going to his bag yesterday to get dip. I said, oh, no, you're going to do this. You're going to do the Canstead. Canstead and Dew Blend, they are hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. But they also have the flavors that you are looking for. He wanted ice mint. Joe George here works at the station, wanted ice mint. My boy Daniel Barnett. He wanted straight. My boy Tim Lodici out at Wildcat wanted wintergreen. This is what, see, you get your person, you got your personal tastes, but yet you got the healing powers of CBD. You don't have any nicotine or tobacco, which is harmful. Get off of the dip and try 975dip.com. Hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil and that flavor that you're looking for. They've got an array of flavors. Do you want it to taste like tobacco? Okay, they got that. Whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it. And guys are trying it, and guys are loving it, and you will too. Get out of the dip. It's dangerous. Go with 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Our final segment, News of the Weird, is brought to you by Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple. Lance, I'm going to give you a series of sentences, and you tell me, is this true or is this false?
Okay.
Israel's Sephardic chief rabbi claims that aftershocks felt in Israel following the earthquake in Turkey are the results of homosexuality. Do you believe that the aftershocks of an earthquake are caused by homosexuality?
Now, I'm going to say false.
Okay.
I don't know if there are other... Yeah, I'm saying false personally.
Do you have any scientific evidence to back you up?
No, I would say, do you have any scientific evidence to back up the other statement?
No, but he's a rabbi. You're not. I'm not sure. I'm going to lean. I'm on the fence on this one. Okay? I'm on the fence.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
In 2019, more Americans went to the library than to the movies. True or false?
False. Movies.
Incorrect. It is true. Yes, really, more Americans went to libraries than they did to the movies in 2019. So you are... Wow. You're 1-0-1 because we're not sure about.
No, we're sure. We're sure.
Rifles killed 297 people in the U.S. in 2022, while constipation killed 2,167. True or false?
True.
It's false. And the American government wants you to know that's stupid. Okay.
Okay, I was going to say... You said it. I mean, you set it up pretty good. Constipation hurts, but it does it kill?
Well, see, that's a claim on the internet, and the American government came out and said, no, that's not.
Okay. It's news of the weird, so I thought, you know, maybe constipation does kill more people than rifles, but that didn't – it sounded like rifles kill more. I watched Yellowstone. I never saw anyone – No one got taken to the train station by constipation.
No, they were shot and then they were dumped in the That happened in 2022, by the way. So, yeah. True or false? A Dutch police officer was monitoring the spy balloon only to realize that the spy balloon he was watching was really bird poop on his windshield. True or false? False.
That's not true.
It's true. It is true.
What?
You are really not good at this game.
Who could possibly think that?
It looked like a balloon with a little tail on it. It actually looked like, you know, sperm that you got the little tail thing going on his windshield, but it actually was bird poop. So there is that. True or false? Texas sent thousands of driver's licenses, over 3,000 of them, to organized crime groups. True or false?
True.
True.
Okay.
3,000 accounts were created. 2,400 Texas driver's licenses were sent to third-party addresses, investigators now believe, tied to unnamed Chinese organized crime group in New York.
Wow.
How about that? Congratulations. Your identity, your driver's license, is now in in the hands of a Chinese organized crime group in New York. Congratulations. True or false? Mexico's president shared a photo of what he believes to be an elf in a tree. This is the president of Mexico. True or false?
Well, it was elf on a shelf, elf on a tree. I want to say true.
True. It is true. And it kind of, if you want to know the truth, it kind of looks like there was an elf in a tree. If you want to go look it up, elf in a tree, yeah. Mexican president. It kind of looks, I'm kind of believing him. True or false? An airline passenger said he was vegan, so the airline served him a single banana as his meal.
True, and it came with chopsticks, too.
That's right. It was on the Japanese Airlines.
I saw the picture, chopsticks and a banana.
And a banana.
That's so tight.
Have you ever eaten a banana with chopsticks?
You know, when I think of vegan food, I don't, for whatever reason, I just don't think, oh, they're talking about bananas.
Yeah. No,
I don't know. I think of vegetables all the time, I guess.
Yeah, because it's got VEG in it, probably. That's why.
Exactly. Right.
True or false? A study has shown that psychedelics may help people ditch bad habits like smoking. Do you think you would want to do mushrooms to get over your smoking habit?
False. I don't even like being in the same. I'm too ADD. I don't want to be trapped in some kind of bad trip that I can't get out of.
Well, if it stops you from smoking, but now you've picked up an acid habit. So I don't know. Not sure which one is better.
Okay.
True or false? A bride was alarmed to find the groom being breastfed by his mom before the wedding.
False.
True.
That to be false so bad.
It is true.
I wanted that to be false so bad.
Oh, it is true.
Oh,
true
my
or
God.
False?
First of all, tell me the country. Don't say Florida. What's the country?
I don't know.
This cannot happen in the States.
True or false? The newest TikTok craze is you running through a fence like the Kool-Aid man.
I mean, kids will do dumb stuff. Like, I'm going to say true.
Yes, it's true. Yeah. New York teens have been arrested for running through fences like the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, but they're not running through their own fences. They're
other people's fences. Yes.
Which is cost money to fix. That's
no, we're not going to run through our fence. We're going to run through somebody
else's.
Mom and
dad, whip your ass for running, breaking a bunch of
Yes. And finally, true or false, U.S. is facing a new threat from Canadian super pigs that are highly intelligent and able to dodge killers. Is this true or false?
No, that's false.
No, it's true. There's a Canadian super pig that is waging war over our animals in the northern states.
Okay, explain yourself.
Okay. For decades, wild pigs have been antagonizing flora and fauna in the U.S., gobbling up crops, spreading disease, and even killing deer and elk. Now, there's a new super pig, a giant, incredibly intelligent, highly elusive beast capable of surviving cold climates by tunneling under snow. It is wreaking havoc in northern states. Do you feel bad for the Dakotas and Wyoming now?
Wow. If it gets on Dutton Ranch, it's going to do something.
I know. What if it's on the Dutton Ranch?
What if it gets on Yellowstone?
Holy crap. What if Beth comes face-to-face with it? Who you got, super pig or Beth?
Beth's going to be bloody, but she'll still live.
She'll still win.
She's got scars all over her. No, a super pig can't even kill Beth. I feel now I'm like wildly intrigued by super pig. I want to learn more about this.
You better learn about super Canadian super pig.
Yeah.
It's the only superiority Canada has over us right now.
Yeah, they're super pigs that destroy all their crops.
We're done. Hope you enjoyed it. Paul Galanis next, and we will talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
Alexis, turn it off.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.